We've talked a lot this week about the possible threat of 5G wireless networks across America and the danger that they pose to the public, both vaccinated and unvaccinated. We've spoken with Germany's Dr. Rainer Fulmich on this show before about his attempt to create a second Nuremberg tribunal for holding vaccine pushers accountable. We support that 100%. But Dr. Fulmich also has thoughts on this 5G threat. Specifically, he believes that COVID was either faked from the beginning, yes, or massively exaggerated, yeah, and used all as a tool to mass vaccinate the planet and get them hooked up to the new 5G grid. So is 5G actually a greater threat than the vaccine bioweapon itself? We want to learn more about that, of course. To that end, Dr. Fulmich joins us now. Thank you, sir, for being here. We really appreciate it.
I'm really happy to be back. Thank you very much for having me. Well, I certainly do believe, but it's not based on a bad dream or something. This is based on one of the most important interviews that I have ever done. I certainly do believe that 5G microwaves in general, microwave radiation in general, are a far greater threat than the so-called vaccines because it affects everyone, not just those who got the shots. And this is based on two interviews that I did with two of the most interesting interviews I've ever done. The only way to do it is in person, because the man who I interviewed in England doesn't believe in microwave radiation. He is the foremost authority on microwave radiation and 5G. So he won't join any Zoom call or anything because he just doesn't have Wi-Fi. He doesn't use it because he believes it's dangerous. It's extremely dangerous. The man's name is Barry Trower. He is your real life James Bond, so to speak. He worked for the British intelligence services, MI5 and MI6, debriefed Russian spies during the Cold War. But he started out with microwave radiation when he was a Navy diver trying to defuse mines. And he was told, don't worry about snipers, worry about microwave radiation. Microwave radiation has been a weapon since the 1930s. The Soviet Union has been using it on American people, on others as well, since 1949, if I'm not completely mistaken. But the American government has also been using it on the American people, as shown by a speech that JFK, President Kennedy, gave in 1963, 10 days before he was assassinated. He spoke about exposing the military's involvement in radiation, microwave radiation, using it as a weapon against your own people, the American people.
So he spoke of this then. 5G is relatively new. So where does the real threat lie?
The real threat lies in the fact that, of course, we have been, this is just like predictive programming almost, we've gotten used to using microwave ovens. It looks and sounds as though this is a good thing because this is how you make your dinner sometimes. But in reality, they only did this in order to get us accustomed to microwave radiation and to make us believe that it's really good. But it is a weapon. It can be used to, let me read this so I'm not going to make any mistakes. It can be used to cause almost any symptoms of any disease. You can kill people. In fact, Barry Trower believes that those first pictures that we saw from Wuhan when people simply keeled over wasn't caused by any virus, but rather it was caused by 5G. 5G has been around since the 1970s, by the way. It's not brand new, but it's been around since the 1970s. They've been experimenting with this since the 1970s. It's only now that it's coming to the forefront and that people are beginning to worry about it, and rightly so. Because as I said, you can cause any disease with it. You can use it for geoengineering, and it has been used for geoengineering. And that's why my team believes that 5G microwave radiation in general, he points that out continuously. It's not just 5G, it's 3G, 4G, is extremely dangerous.
Yeah, we want to touch on something that you just said about the propaganda videos that were pushed out by the Chinese of people just, you know, keeling over, suddenly dropping dead, dying suddenly from this so-called coronavirus. We want to make it very clear, it's our position that nobody ever across the entire face of the planet died from a novel respiratory virus, SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19. We believe that that was all fake. And that this is, you know, infection by injection, that this was a bioweapon intentionally deployed on the masses, and that these people are criminals of humanity, that they are war criminals, and that they should be treated accordingly. Is that something, by the way, do you agree with that, Dr. Fulmich?
Yes, I do agree with that. I wouldn't, 3 years ago, I would have said, hey, come on, take your pills, you'll be fine. But in the meantime, after having spoken to, I don't know, more than 450 expert witnesses from all walks of science, that is the conclusion that I and my team have come to. Yeah, absolutely.
So yesterday I went in and put some petrol in my car at Tesco's. This morning I went to check my bank because I was waiting for someone to send me some money over that they owe me. And Tesco's took £120 plus the £10 petrol that I put in. So I went down to Tesco's this morning and they said it's a thing that they've opted into, the government have opted into. The bank have told me this as well because I've been down there. It's from Visa. Visa will hold £120 of your money, maximum of 5 days. There's nothing. Sorry, my dog can get up the sofa then. There's nothing they can do about it. No one can give you that money back. It's when Visa decides to give it back to you in the 5 days. So if you're a young single mum with not much money or a student or whatever, please don't use the put your card in these petrol pumps. Because and she's when I went to the bank, she basically said it's coming all over the country and it's starting in Tesco's like now. It's been implemented in the last 6 months, but it's rolling out now and it's going to happen all the time. There's no signs on the petrol pumps. It should be because the bank lady in the bank said it should be signposted. There is none. So you'll get up one day, maybe you have, £200 left, you go to put that in and you've only got £80 for the week to feed your children. How bad is that? So if you get the chance, go and pay in the shop. Don't pay at any pumps whatsoever. They're going to take your money and hold it.
Condemnation is not of God. Conviction is of God. Condemnation tells you that you are a mistake. Conviction tells you that you made a mistake. Condemnation pushes you away from God in shame and fear. Conviction draws you to God in repentance and humility. Once conviction has served its purpose, it's time to move on. Don't allow yourself to condemn yourself for past mistakes that God has already forgiven, from which you've already repented.
Some of us avoid sin but neglect the call. Some of us stop doing that which is wrong, but don't begin doing that which we're commanded to. Yes, we thank God that we're not where we used to be, but where you used to be is not the standard by which you live. Just because you're no longer doing as bad as you once were, doesn't mean you're doing everything you should be doing right now. That's why Jesus said what he said. Put your hand to the plow and look back half-heartedly.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is Your Refusal, and this word was posted March 17th, 2023. I have called, but you have not listened. I have pleaded with you to return to me and focus wholly on me. I have drawn you, sent my prophets to warn you and called you by name, but you did not listen. In this season, those who have refused my call, who are refusing to step into what you have been called and equipped to do, will enter a season of much hardship and refining. Your refusal is costing my kingdom souls. Your refusal is costing you many blessings as well. The choice is yours, my child, but those who refuse me will pay a dear price for going your own way, for doing your own pleasure instead of mine. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
A woman taking a video of her friends while dining at a local restaurant inadvertently captured a bizarre figure in the background. The footage, uploaded by TikTok user elkakui.tv, shows a group of friends enjoying their evening. However, in the background, there appears to be a strange figure. It has large, dark eyes and a grey complexion. The woman taking the video didn't notice the figure until later that night when she reviewed the footage. No one at the restaurant that night can remember seeing anything out of the ordinary, nor can they identify the figure. Commenters who have viewed the footage have speculated on what the figure could be. Some believe it resembles an alien grey, while others have suggested it could be the Grim Reaper. Some commenters even went as far as to ask whether anyone related to the diners that evening had recently passed away. To date, the identity of the mysterious figure remains unknown, leaving many questions unanswered. Could this be evidence of extraterrestrial life, a ghost, or is it simply an optical illusion? While some may be skeptical, others are convinced that the figure is proof that we're not alone in the universe.
Hey everybody, hey brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Bruce Dickinson, the lead singer of Iron Maiden. They have a documentary called Flight 666. Concert documentary. Never mind the name, the world's not biblical or anything. Here's Bruce Dickinson on a magazine cover. He's got a coin or something over one of his eyes doing the Eye of Horus one-eye symbolism. His hair is darkening one of his eyes for one-eye symbolism here. More one-eye symbolism. Behind him, he's got the Eye of Horus illuminated, right? That's a good thing. He's also known for being a pilot. Besides being the lead singer of a metal band, he's a pilot, an airplane pilot. He's throwing up the devil horns there. Here he is again, being a pilot, throwing up the devil horns. I wonder if he has to dip the plane's nose down to adjust for curvature, right? He's doing the Osiris Risen Freemasonry pose. He's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, a gesture of Satan's fake enlightenment. It's the false light of Lucifer, and it's the pride of humanity to pose like this. God bless you, everyone.
I cannot eat any green vegetables. I've got a leg of iron in my blood. I've got clots in my blood. And I've got varicose veins from the hip to the bottom. My both feet are numb.
And that's the power of God coming on your feet. That's the fire of God on your feet. In Jesus' mighty name. Fire of God moving through your body. Fire of God moving through your body. That's the healing power of Jesus Christ going through you. Fire of God moving through your body. Fire, beautiful healing fire of Jesus. Power of God, thank you. Sister, you're okay now. Hop up. Okay, now move your feet. Move your feet, just move them. How's that?
Yeah, numb is going out.
Sorry?
Numb, the numbness.
It's coming out.
It's coming out, yeah.
You can start to feel them now.
It was numb for a long time.
Did you have problem with your right hip?
Yeah, it's because... Then
your right hip has just been healed.
Yeah.
Okay, you can stand up now. Okay, go for a walk. Come on. Okay, stop. Thank you, Jesus. Total healing of the whole body, Lord. In Jesus' name. Command the bone in the right, in the left knee, be whole.
I'm getting strength in my body.
You can feel strength in your body. Look at that, look at that, look at that. Off you go, don't use me, off you go. Come on, come on, come on. Now what's happening?
Yeah, I'm getting the strength to walk now.
You're getting the strength to walk.
Yeah, I said, no, I don't want to go to the hospital, but Jesus will heal me. I'll go and see this.
Look at you going now.
I said, I'll go and see this prophet because I had been watching his clips from Fiji, and I was getting this chance to come here so that I can be touched by you to be healed by sick.
So you came from Fiji. How did you find out about the ministry?
YouTube. And
on YouTube?
Facebook, yeah.
And Facebook. Yeah. Praise God.
Come over here. Yeah.
Wait, let me take this away.
Okay.
Don't hurt me.
No, please. I won't. Where does it hurt?
And my, right here, like in my shoulder.
Okay. So right now, all pain go. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, lift it.
No way.
What happened?
No way. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh my God. I've been with this thing for like a week.
No.
Really?
Awesome.
Oh,
hi, we're here with Alex and Micah. Here we're kickstarting and we're here in Minnesota. And so we ran into Alex and he says his hamstring's been hurting for 4 years. Right now your pain level, you said?
It's like a good five.
Five?
Yeah.
So pretty hard. So Micah, you're just going to lay your hand on the leg and command all pain to go.
Okay, I command all pain to go to the hamstring right now, out in the name of Jesus, come out.
So be totally honest and just test it out, and what's going on?
Okay, wait, what?
What are you saying?
No, okay, wait. Okay, wait, stop that.
Okay, what's going on?
I can, like, use my left leg properly.
Yeah, you couldn't before!
Sorry, I had to get excited.
Wait!
Yes!
What's going on?
What is going on?
That's the power of Jesus. Jesus just healed you.
Holy shit.
What do you think of that?
Sorry, I had to get excited.
I'm euphoric. I'm definitely just happy. Thank you.
Yes, bless you.
Oh, thank Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He paid for you. Do you know that? He did all of that when he went. He literally went on a cross. Like, have you ever heard the story?
Yes. The story of Jesus, yes.
Yeah. So people, like, mock him and stuff, but he never did anything to hurt us. He literally went and paid for everything for us, including our bodies, for us to be whole, and also to anything that kept us from having a relationship with God. He paid for it so that we could actually walk with him and hear God and, like, be blessed and have whole lives. And he wanted to do that for you, and he wanted to tell you that he loves you. So he healed you today for that reason, because he knows you and he wants a relationship with you.
So what do you think of that?
I'm in awe. I mean, like, I'm not the religious type. I mean, I go to church every Sunday because of my mom, but, like, I'm in, like, literal awe right now.
So he's confirming our word. He is showing you his power, that he is alive today. He wants a relationship.
Yeah.
It's not about religion.
It's not.
It's about everyday relationship with him.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Take me to your own God. I wanna see the way you fell. Ei tullutkaan sitä pistosta, että pidä.